Let me ask you, as the Spurs fan, about the hoodoo that you have playing at Arsenal. 20 years since you got a win at Arsenal.
Well, no, incorrect. 17.
Right.
I have to say that. I'm a bit pedantic. It was 1993, May 93. Darren Anderson was both. Darren scored. We won 3-1. Arsenal claimed they had their reserves out because it was the week before the cup final against Sheffield Wednesday that year. But, no, it's pretty appalling, isn't it? We have had a few glorious draws, which to us are like victories at their place. But today, I think it's going to be completely different.
Felix, what do you think?
I think it's going to be completely different. Yes, in that. Yes,
Felix.
Again, different day, same result. They're going to get tonked, I'm afraid.
I mean, that's just. Yeah, what's that based on?
Well, it's based on the quality of our team, the fact that... can I just say one thing, though? What annoys me about... I mean, I like you as a person, and I've got loads of friends who support this team. But
are some of your best friends, Spurs fans?
Definitely. But every year, it's the same thing. It's the big talk. We're going to do this. We're going to achieve this. You're like the Ollie Harrison of football. You know what I mean? It sounds great, and then unfortunately, the game starts, Phil.
Yeah, well, you talk about quality, though, don't you, mate? And, you know, you've only got to look at our squad, Felix. We do have quality there.
You do,
don't we?
You do.
It's a question of attitude. I mean, it is a big mental block. I agree, you know. But I just hope that today the players will make a good fist of it, you know, and get amongst you, you know, get amongst you, get
in
your faces.
Well, without a doubt, Phil, like you have got that quality, but you've also got this tendency, I think, you're drama queens, aren't you? It's always got to be some... I mean, like, for instance, you're playing... let's go back. You're playing young boys of Zurich or whatever they're called, right? That's just a qualifying round. Just beat them and go through. But no, you're going to lose in Zurich, and then you've got to come back to Tottenham. And oh dear! And then comes the hero, Gareth Bale, comes running out of the mist, the greatest footballer in the history of the world, the boys' own hero, and rescues you. Then, of course, the old lot of you're driving around North London, tooting your horns at
right.
What, they won the World Cup? No!
Yeah, mate. Well, look,
they're just qualified for the next round.
Yeah. We did it. I know. And that's supporting Tottenham. You have to go through that. That's part of the deal. And there is a nobility in that, I think. There's a glory in that, Felix.
Phil?
No, mate. I've just got to look at... Talking about European trophies, I think if you do look in your cabinet, you'll find you've got two there. And we look in ours and we've got three. So, you know, mate.
There is a certain amount of validity
steady
there.
Boy.
But, you know, one of the things you're always doing, though, you're one of the great exponents of this. Oh, yeah, you play beautiful football, but you haven't won anything. And so then I look back at you and I say, oh, well, that's a fair point. We haven't won anything. But what's in yours? 2008, the League Cup. Oh, my God. It's glittering with such glory. I nearly need to fall to the floor.
I think you have to go back to 2000. And then you won the FA Cup on penalties, I believe. I think that was the last thing you actually did. You know, no silverware. The dream's over, Felix. The dream's
over. Phil,
I think...
The unfortunate thing is, though, is it not true to say that you lot, you're totally obsessed with us? You're obsessed with the Arsenal. You're like sort of that annoying neighbour, keeps on looking over the fence. Oh, what have they got now?
He's got
a new pool. He's got a new beautiful wife. He's got a new car. You know, get on with your own life and stop looking at what we're doing.
It goes back a long way, Felix, you know. When you moved in 1913 onto our patch from Kent. You came from Woolwich. Bunch of gunners.
Well, in fact, that's why you got your ground, because people were thronging to see us play you. That's why you got you had to move from your own ground.
There's a lot of skullduggery, Felix. You've never played your way up into the top division. You bought your way up. You've never been relegated. There's something very wrong about that.